Across the sea of stars lies another world, a world almost exactly like ours. This is where he lives. He's 27 years old, single but searching. Favorite sports, windsurfing and Aikido. Favorite pastimes, cigars and sex. He has everything, except fulfillment. And then one night, it happens.
Hey, good buddy, are you home?
He has a very sudden midlife crisis. He lands in Cleveland.
You do know why you were sent to me?
Listen to me, small visitor. I can explain how you got here.
Maybe you're here for some greater purpose, some cosmic cause.
Here, he's forced to reassess his career goals.
You went to med school?
To explore new relationships. To redefine his self-image.
I'm sorry, we don't allow pets on the premises.
To adjust to a changing lifestyle.
Oh, I pull it out!
Until he discovers just who he really is.
Oh,
a duck in big trouble.
That's a duck, man!
Howard the Duck, trapped in a world he never made. Coming from George Lucas, a Willard Hike film, a Gloria Katz production.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome We Hate Movies!
Duckburg.
Brooklyn, what is happening? I like that. I'm Andrew Jupin.
What happened?
Wait, all right.
We've got a seat malfunction.
Is everyone ready?
Okay?
Is everyone ready?
All right.
I forgot how to sit down. I'm
all right.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so 3, 2, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Siska.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. How you guys doing? Holy shit, Brooklyn. Woo! This is pretty cool.
Oi. No ducks, though.
No ducks, not a duck.
No, look down.
You can't see them.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody making themselves at home with the drinks on the stage.
Yeah.
That's totally okay with us.
Mm-hmm. Take your shoes off. Relax.
Yeah.
Let's not get nuts
here. It's just a podcast.
Who brought their robe? Anybody want to be in their robe?
You've been pushing this robe bit for like the last hour.
I think it really works.
All right. Gross. How many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet? Just a couple of you.
Okay. Sure.
For those uninitiated, you may have, I like to say, maybe you were tricked into coming. we're a program where
it's a nature show about ducks.
It's a nature show about ducks.
Yes. There are no refunds.
No, oh, definitely not. No, no.
Mallards are a kind of duck. No,
it's
we're a show that talks about bad movies. Is the idea. So we take a bad movie and we kind of just like crack some jokes. And make fun of some people, potential slander. We haven't gotten in trouble yet.
Not quite yet.
We'll see how that flies. But before we get going, we've got a We Hate Movies prize pack that we
want
to give out. Ooh. Oh my God, don't get that excited.
It's really shitty.
So Steve's going to get up and take a tally. Raise your hand if you think you came the farthest to see the show this evening. All right. Yonkers doesn't count.
It should.
So Steve's going to go around here. Let's see. Steve, careful. All right. There he goes.
Oh, look at that. It worked out.
All right. Perfect.
So what about you in the front row? That'd be easy.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
What's that? Philly! That lady. Whoa.
Holy shit.
Put,
all right. So that dude's out.
Anybody in Alaska? Wait, we got a lady in the back.
Irvine, oh shit, I don't know geography. Who wins?
You two fight to the death on that.
Yeah.
Anyone outside the continental United States? Good.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Irvine or, oh God.
The ban worked.
The ban, okay, so Irvine or Redlands. Does anyone know geography? Does anyone know which one's further? Irvine and Redlands. Irvine, oh, I heard Irvine, that's it.
Right. Irvine, get the hell up here. Come on up, Irvine. Come on up here, Irvine.
Come on on stage. Oh, wow.
This is an exclusive We Hate Movies. All the way up on stage. Come on, come on.
By the way, Redlands, don't feel so bad because it's just this. Like, really, it's just this. It's just a tape. Hi, what's your name?
Claudia,
thank you so much for coming out. Thank you. Did you drive?
No.
Okay.
I did too, with the ducks.
Okay, good. You're probably here for something else, right? You couldn't have come out all the way.
Was this happenstance?
Oh, it's her bachelorette party.
All right.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yes. Now I feel really good. We are going to remain mostly clothed the entire time.
Yep.
I think.
We might get that robe bit. Don't lie to them.
Thank you so much. Claudia and her bachelorette party.
All right. So now, the film in question.
Yeah.
Are you all right? You ready?
Yeah.
It's Howard the Duck.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That's
just there
it is.
Yeah, I just... If we're going to get into it...
Yeah. So this is from 1986, the grand year, 1986. Directed by Willard Huyck. Which he's the only filmmaker that was named after Goofy's laugh. So, Steve, if we had to give sort of like a boilerplate, what is this piece of trash about?
Okay, based on the Marvel Comics character nobody liked. And
one dude in the back just went, oh.
The only one that nobody liked.
Yeah. It's a duck that gets a duck man, I guess. Would it
he's
be a
duck? He's a duckman.
A duck being.
Is transported from a duck world, into the human world.
Human world, yeah.
Earth, also known as human
also
world.
Also known as... and he winds up running afoul.
Oh,
wow.
That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yes. Oh, man. Oh, Siska remains seated.
The opposition party. I'll clap a little bit.
He runs afoul of he winds up meeting Leah Thompson, who's in a band. She's like his only friend in the world, and then that happens for 40 minutes, and then the last 50 minutes it's kind of like Ghostbusters, I guess. And like Jeffrey Jones shows up like more than halfway through the movie. He's like, hey, by the way, I'm the movie. You're like, really? And then a lot of stuff happens that we'll probably talk about.
It's a surprise Jeffrey Jonesing, which you really got to be on the lookout for.
I need to be alerted.
Wait.
Yeah, 200 yards? Is that the... Yeah.
200 yards of language.
Any movie theater.
Yeah.
Or portrait studio.
Oh, come on.
But actually...
Yeah.
Well, are you fucking related to him?
And they were artistic.
My question is, what was the deal with the casting director on Who's Your Caddy? Oh. That was long after the Troubles.
He wanted to give him a shot. He's like, you know what? Alleged this and that. We're making a movie with Big Boy here, so...
Yes.
My question is anyone a Howard the Duck, either the... Who's a fan of the movie? All right.
No, you're not.
Who is a fan of the comic character... All right, so no, you're all right.
This dude very emphatically, okay.
We have no more prizes to give, so you just did that for nothing.
The good news is we don't know anything about the comic, so you're safe.
so we open on a sad jazz kind of a situation.
Yeah. Man, you
and
know
it
what
just says George Lucas presents like...
Well, you know, Steven, I really thought that this could be sort of like a hard-boiled detective noir type thing. And what noir doesn't start without a really great sad saxophone?
You know, Steven, in Star Wars, I always wanted a sexualized duck.
I thought for a minute that Wolfman was going to be fucking, but that didn't happen. Maybe a duck creature.
That was Spielberg's one note, and I've never forgiven him.
You know, we open on a steamy office with a lights streaming in, and who should walk in but Sebulba?
Oh, man, Sebulba.
Wearing a low-cut dress. A very voluptuous Sebulba.
By the way, there are twin moons in this to remind you of Star Wars.
Oh, are there twin moons?
Yeah,
I missed
right at right the start. Yeah.
Were they egg-shaped as well? Because no, that's how stupid it gets.
Now, the planet, Duck World itself, is indeed shaped like an egg.
It
now,
is.
I got more questions about Duck World.
Sure, sure. Now, let's get into it.
Duck World, yeah. This is where, speaking of the music we played when we came out,
yeah,
Duckburg, I think, is in there, right?
I think it's contained in this world, yeah.
Oh, like it a shared cinematic universe?
Because they all have duck puns.
Yeah, which is also what that's what DuckTales built its empire on.
Which I still don't get this. Why, like, you know, we're people. We don't just say, like, we're not, like...
We're people.
We are. But we're not, like, people we hate movies. We're just, we hate movies. Because we all assume that we're all people.
Like, yeah, I'm not, like, Chris Cabin person.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, his last name is Duck. It's Howard T. Duck, so his middle name is The.
Yes.
And is everyone in the world last name Duck?
I think it's T-Duck. It's Duck or Mallard, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Or another kind of duck, which I'm not going to bring that up. Yeah,
Do you know any more ducks?
No, I don't. Okay. I already said that.
Does anyone know any more ducks?
Goose? No. I was about to foolishly ask, oh, wait, is a goose a duck? Fowl, yes, fowl, yeah. So you get that. I mean, like, so we open on his apartment.
He's a lonely feathered fucker, man.
I also like.
I don't need. Here's the thing. I see this preview. He's a fun loving duck.
Uh huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. He probably fucks.
Oh, dude.
That's what the whole movie is.
No. You don't know it just yet. I'm talking about from the preview.
Oh.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. He definitely fucks. But just from the preview, like if I'm with my kids in the theater in like 1985.
Uh-huh.
And it's like summer 1986, this duck might fuck.
Yeah. You're also, well, I mean, you're also getting arrested by CPS.
Coming summer 1986, this duck might fuck.
But he looks to be like pretty fun loving, is the idea, right? But then you open on this sad apartment, and it's like this dude is preparing to hang himself that night. Like, if he is not pulled through this wormhole to our dimension, he's fucking swinging from the shower pole, man. It's over for Howard T. Duck this evening.
He's got all these sad movie posters up, right?
Well, they're not even movies. I think they're porno parodies.
That's the greatest thing
to
figure out.
They are. Because it's Breeders of the Stork, and it's an Indiana Jones parody.
Breeders of the Lost Stork. That is disgusting.
I've got kids here. Let's not say the word breeders.
And then there's a W.C. Fowls.
Yeah.
My Little Chicken.
Yeah, My Little Chickadee.
Yeah, that's one all the kids are laughing their asses off with that. Sick W.C. Fields joke.
Then you got Splash Dance.
Whoa. definitely the porno parody.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That our president watches.
Yes.
Right?
But the thing is, there clearly have to be porno parodies because, like, that's who this guy is. He's a man that decorates his house with pornography, I feel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wall to wall.
Wall to wall pornography. Like, yeah. You're not even ashamed if people come over. Like, yeah, I just love it.
Hey, this is me. If you don't want to come over, fuck it.
Take a good look at it all.
His Super Bowl party lasts 20 minutes. Everyone's like, no.
I got a calendar in the bathroom, too.
Well, they're not even going to make it to Lady Duck Duck's halftime show.
Wow.
That's what this movie's fucking peppered with, okay?
And it doesn't stop there. Like, he gets home, looks at all of his posters, gets tantalized, checks the mail, what's in there. Ooh, Play Duck.
Oh, wait,
I missed this. He had a subscription?
Oh, he's got
he
it.
Must, right? It comes in the mail.
Getting pornography mailed to your house is kind of tough.
That's rough.
It's the 80s, man.
Actually, wait a second, though. I don't know, because he pulls it out of like a little brown paper sleeve.
Oh, no.
To me, that's a bodega purchase. Which is even fucking sadder. It's like, all right, thing of juicy fruit, a bag of Fritos, and could you package up some of that pornography for me?
And also some non-alcoholic duck wine.
Can I tell a personal story real quick?
Yes, please.
You know what? Yep.
Yeah.
So I was...
buying pornography.
No, I was actually not buying pornography. It was like...
It's a pornography store.
It was like 2003. I was at Port Authority, and I was like, oh, I got to ride this train. Let me go to the magazine stand. And I was like, let me get a... Do you got Wizard magazine back there now?
Jesus Christ. Wizard magazine in 2003.
Yeah.
Continue.
I wanted to see what movies might come out in 20 years.
Sure.
And the guy, I'm like, oh, do you have a Wizard magazine back there? He goes, Orgy magazine? And I was like, no, wait, no. Hold on.
Yeah, one orgy coming up.
No, Wizard magazine.
Oh, you know what? It's sold out. I got to go get it in the back. Hey, Reggie, need a couple of Orgy magazines out here. It's for this little short guy in the trench coat.
And you know what? Bring out some Barely Legals, too, just in case. He might need them.
They're all Lord of the Rings themed this month. You want your wizards having an orgy? I got it for you.
Yeah, so that happened.
Sure. Wait, that's it?
No, I mean, that's the story. Yeah, it's a small personal...
Did he bring out the magazine? Did you
no, I was like, I was like no, Wizard magazine! And he was like, oh, I get it.
Never mind, cancel that orgy. It's just a comic book catalog for that loser.
Yeah, but you know what? Bring him out anyway. Fuck it.
Trying to make a sale here.
No, give me the hard sell on Orgy magazine?
My question is, I mean, the opening of this is so filthy. Like, he opens this up, and he's like, all right. He makes a joke to himself, sad. he's like, oh, I wonder who they're interviewing this month. It's like, motherfucker, that's for someone else in the room. You know why you're opening this duck pornography.
And it goes way beyond, because on TV, he's watching TV all of a sudden. And he's got, there's like crotch itch duck powder.
Oh, yeah, and he starts scratching his own balls.
Is it here? Yeah, that's it.
That's before he decides to look at pornography. It's like nothing on TV. Well, let's jerk
porn.
Well, I've already touched my genitals tonight.
I'm already halfway there.
Yeah, it's called the rev up.
No, so he opens this thing, he makes his interview joke, which is sad, and then he flips open this centerfold, and it's just like duck. Boobs?
Yeah.
Come on, George Lucas and everybody else involved. Like, that's the thing. Nobody said no.
Yes.
No one was like, hang on. Now, sir, who's the fan of the comic? Where are you? Raise your hand there, sir. What is the ratio of duck nudity per comic issue?
There's no explicit nudity.
It's all implied duck nudity.
So this is all Lucas. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you like comic books, do you? You want an orgy magazine? But the thing is, like, the duck nipples are the problem. Like,
that's
you know
the problem.
I mean, like...
That's the problem.
Actually, women, duck women having breasts at all, we can really sit here and talk till the cows come home. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
We're not going to fight that fight, right? But the nipples is where I really draw the line.
Well, like, what is that even? Are they, like, crossbred with mammals or
yes.
something?
Yes!
That's what I would assume.
Is this, like, all, like, an alien experiment?
Well,
that's a good call.
My question is, why didn't you just turn the camera to the front of the... Did we really need to see...
Yes, that's another good question.
You have his stupid puppet eyes go, like, right? And you know, there's, you know, death nudity.
And frankly, that was enough.
That was plenty.
I was done.
But my question is, this movie, it's so filthy. Like, why are we stopping at Play Duck? Like, why isn't it like, you know, like Duck House or like or Duxel?
Fowler.
Oh, my
Fowler,
God.
Fowler, yeah.
Larry Flint, essentially?
Yeah.
I'm in a duck wheelchair. Pervert duck walking. Oh, I've been shot in the pervert duck back.
Oh, there goes my wishbone.
Duckward Norton, I couldn't thank you more. Oh, no, Duck Courtney Love is drowning in a bathtub. Milos Duckman directed a fantastic duck biography of me.
It just writes itself.
I'm sorry. But so he gets Ghostbusters out because, like, literally...
It's a real Zool thing.
It is because he's in his, like, little masturbation chair and it flies... something
happens. Baiting chair.
What'd you say? Baiting chair?
Baiting chair.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Come on down to the Cisco warehouse. We got lots of baiting chairs.
Well, you need.
We're trying to liquidate all these baiting chairs.
I see you got Orgy Magazine.
We bought far too many baiting chairs.
we can't move him. No, so he gets like sucked out into the like into this wormhole, and as Chris was saying, as you do see a naked lady duck bathing.
What? Just
that's
come
two
on.
In like 2 minutes. That's too many in 2 minutes.
And she's like singing, and it looks like she's getting ready to do.
She's
stuff.
Drinking a cocktail too.
Oh wow.
What'd you say?
She's drinking a cocktail. I don't mean that as like a dirty joke. But
no, yeah, she's got like a glass of wine. Yeah. She might also be preparing for suicide. You never know.
That's also a possibility.
Oh, it's a real Lonely Hearts building.
It's like a sad, like lonely, like singles only Kirk Van Houten duck apartment complex. And she's also getting ready to take her own duck life.
Oh man.
See, we could have gone so much darker with this movie, Steven. Those boys did such a good job.
You cut it down to 2 duck breasts. It was going to be 5.
I'm not even over the fucking first one yet. And the second one just hits you right in the face.
Well, I guess that's my question. Was that Lucas's like goal here? It's like, I'm so tired. Oh, those Ewoks were so silly. You know, those were for kids. We need something real, man.
I can be salacious, Mark. You know, Steven, not enough kids' movies give you erections.
Very true, very true, very true.
I mean, that's a Steve, fact. That's a duck fact.
Of course.
Steven, there are a couple, and E.T. to its credit.
Oh, fucking filthy.
So
filthy.
He gets like sucked into a different thing. We do see the Earth is shaped like an egg, which makes no sense.
Well, it's not the Earth, it's Duck World.
Duck World.
It doesn't make sense, but I'm laughing.
Sure. And he, like, we get this weird, like, space narration from somebody.
Oh, God. It's just some, like, Jason Robards ripoff. And he's like, since the dawn of time, the first one has always been Howard the Duck. He's just like, who cares? I know. I fucking know. I just watched him almost masturbate. I know what this movie's about.
And I also saw the poster of just the duck and, you know, pointers going, would you fuck this duck?
they also say that every reality exists that you can think of, all right? So that's why
he explains. That's what I don't like. These alternate reality things where, like, the pop culture is the same.
Yeah.
Why don't you get creative?
They have the same font on Rolling Egg magazine.
That's just a bunch of chuckles.
That means like there was a duck World War II, I guess. And there was like
Duck Hitler.
Duck Hitler. Yeah.
The battle at Dunkirk.
fucking Duckler, dude.
I remember where I was when Duck F. Kennedy got shot. I remember exactly where I was.
I think Joseph
Goebbels? Minister of Propaganda.
I mean, I'll give it to you.
Fine.
That's turkeys, but I'll give it to you.
Of a turkey.
Do you think there was like a deleted idea? You know, there's like that famous unproduced script of Seinfeld where Elaine buys a gun and it's like the whole thing. Do you think there was a rejected script of DuckTales where they brought
had
back
sex?
Some...
Oh my Lots God. Of sex.
No,
that's the only
no,
thing.
No.
Okay.
No. I was going to say they brought Adolf Duckler back from the grave.
No.
Well, they said they would rewrite history.
Yeah. And they might solve a mystery. So the mystery of how that fucker got in the present day.
I could see Scrooge McDuck as like a historical revisionist. not all the truth is out there.
Yeah, who knows what kind of gold he's got in that tomb.
Yeah, that's
who knows where. I don't know the provenance of all that gold.
Where the fuck did all those paintings come from? Okay.
No. The Duckacost never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what you thought you were gonna get.
Yeah.
So he winds up in Streets of Fire, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Right away I'm like, man, I wish I was watching Streets of Fire. What a fucking cool movie that is. Yeah, right. Streets of Fire.
Oh, man.
Four people. Great.
Walter Hill's Howard the Duck. He's definitely got a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a sawed-off duck gun.
Yes. But that makes more sense. I mean, like, the problem is he's talking like he's a Ninja Turtle, right? He's like, oh, gosh. He's, like, really cute. He should be, like, voiced by Danny DeVito. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it should be gruff and mean and like, ah, fuck, I got another cigar. Like, that's like, oh, God.
Like, you can't have a character that's constantly chomping on cigars and then he's like, oh, hey, buddy.
It's gonna be my mouth is fucking melting out of my body. I keep smoking cigars.
If every reality exists, then there's a planet of Danny DeVito.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what, man? Get me a fucking rocket to that town. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, you'd be on the basketball team. You'd be the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of Danny DeVito world.
Just you finally figured out how I could be a basketball superstar.
Yes, exactly.
Just find my way to a planet of Danny DeVito's.
Well, man, the movie Twins kind of makes sense now.
So we meet Leah Thompson, and the only way we can have any kind of meet cute in any universe is if there is some sort of like almost sexual assault, right? Like
yep,
it's the 1980s, and that's what we have to do. The only way a woman can meet a man is if the man saves her from sexual assault.
A duck meets a woman.
Yeah, or a duck. You could put a duck in
that
there.
That duck has to be hiding in a garbage can, and then he waits kind of too long to do something about
yeah.
it.
He's thinking about it.
It's really not like a knee-jerk reaction. It's like a, hey, what's going on up there? Should I? Okay.
And he employs quack foo, which if you want to leave now, the doors are wide open.
Yeah.
Like, really, just you could file right out.
But he makes a big deal about, like, you don't fuck with someone who knows quack foo. And then just this little person in a suit jumps down and hits somebody with a garbage can top. And I was like, that's not a martial art of any kind.
Well, he's also, like, doing a crouching tiger move. Like, he floats up and, like, balances on the lid.
Well, I can do wire work.
Sure.
I could fight people with garbage.
I've seen
it. Hucking trash. That's your finishing move? Gonna hit you with old eggshells?
Yeah, coffee grinds.
Get them right in the eyes.
Right, yeah.
Fight dirty, fight trash.
The red eye.
We do see
that's your wrestling finishing move.
Yeah.
We do see Leah Thompson's band, who are called the Cherry Bombs, and the music is kind of great in this movie.
Best
right?
part of this movie, yes, hands down, right? It's a great soundtrack, except for that theme song.
Oh, the theme song is fantastic.
Oh, maybe it's quacktastic.
It's a bit quacktastic. She is like, oh, thanks so much for saving me. And, like, they have this thing where he's like, I don't know, lady, I gotta go my way, you gotta go yours. And it's like, whatever, man, you're fucking in a world of people.
He doesn't react appropriately to being on a planet of things that don't look like
that's him. That goes both ways, though, because everyone's like, oh, cool, a talking person duck, awesome.
They all think he's in a costume.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's your, like, go-away or your go-to in the screenplay is like, oh, he's in a Halloween costume. It's a little baby in a Halloween costume.
And somebody threw him into this punk club.
Somebody spent $4.5 million to make this costume, I guess, for this baby.
Which, can I just say, when you get to the blissful end credits of this movie... it's like, you know, Leah Thompson as Beverly, whatever the fuck, Jeffrey Jones, he's going places.
And then jail.
No, that's the part he skipped somehow. But so then it's like this list of like Howard, 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 Howard. And I was like, how many skeletons you find in this thing? There's like 8 fucking Howards, man.
Well, apparently,
all right, last reel, we got to kill the new Howard.
Apparently they cast a kid at first, I read on Wikipedia, and then the kid like had a horrible time. He was like tormented in this suit, and that's
well,
why
you know, a child can't perform quack foo.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the question is how many what's the crossover ratio between those Howards and the Brood? Probably a lot. Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
No, a couple of those brooders were in there. You get these like Canadian little people actors. Bus them into Cleveland.
Well, maybe Ewoks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a couple of
George.
Former Ewoks.
George.
I got some pipe hitting Ewoks, man. They'll come. They'll be in your duck movie. Dude, this movie's going to be for real. I met a lot of those Ewoks. We smoked a lot of weed. They were like, George, you need to deliver us a very foul duck to play. And I took that seriously.
They said, George, we want to fuck.
Get it so real we can fuck it. And he winds up going home with her, and like she's like, oh, you know, there's like a nice touching rain scene, and like she's like, hey,
which I don't need in this crass comic book movie, by the way. I don't mm-hmm. even feel sad for this fucking monster. This tiny fucking sweet talking monster, man. It's disgusting.
And it's not even like if you want to continue the Bogart thing, that's fine. But he doesn't have a trench coat.
No,
give that duck a trench coat.
Although right? That would set up something, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it should be. You're right. That's what he wants. That's what the Ninja Turtles did.
Yes. They just ripped them
off
wholesale.
Conduct yourself like a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Whoa, look at my shell. Oh, you saw it. And then they run away.
They were definitely flashers.
Yes, they would have to be.
Because they would wear those trench coats, and then they'd go to fucking 42nd Street in back in the day.
Yep. In like 1989, you know what's going on.
They see their porno parodies. And then they go outside, and then they start flashing.
Yeah. Well, that was only Raphael, though.
I think that's what Casey Jones was doing in that park. He's like, there's some sort of flasher. I got to beat the shit out of him.
Oh, he's like a Flash Avenger?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was like, oh, you're getting into my turf, other flasher. So this is kind of like the rudest part of the movie, is she's like, hey, I'll take you in, alien that's like kind of scary to me, but I'm going to be nice and lend a hand. You save me from being murdered or whatever. And he gets into this apartment, and he's like, man, what a shithole. You're just like, whoa, duck. Hang on a second.
It's pretty nice.
It's
that apartment's great.
Yes, it's huge.
If you had to shout something.
it is. It's an awesome apartment.
I mean, you're paying like five large for this thing, man. It's huge. It's a warehouse.
A, it's 1985. B, it's Cleveland. And C, I'm pretty sure she has a drug problem in this movie. Like, that's the only explanation, right? Fan theory coming through. I really think that in between scenes, this character is shooting up heroin left and right. He's like, oh, cool, man. You can flop on my couch, duck.
Oh, man, I made friends last night with this talking duck, man. He was the best. He's helping me write songs, man.
Hey, Beverly, why are you always wearing long sleeve shirts?
Hey, man, the songwriting.
I don't ask you what you do on your off hours, duck. I ask for the same thing back, man. And she's just shooting toot the whole time. I think.
You know what? It's unconfirmed.
So she's like, oh, you know, he tells his sob story. Like, he's, I guess, like this rich duck. Like, he's like, oh, my parents sent me to duck medical school, but I dropped out, and everyone wanted whatever for me.
Because he wanted to pursue duck music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was his band Howard and the Heartbreakers.
It was.
And then he stopped and became an ad copywriter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, man, you sold out.
You mind if I light this?
But it's like, it's this crazy example of duck privilege, because he's like, my parents were putting me up through med school, and I told them to fuck off, man. And now I'm a copywriter at this duck ad agency, and he holds up like a bottle of perfume and gives this like duck spiel about this perfume bottle. And I'm like, man, you got this like perfume account? This is a big deal Don Draper thing.
Oh, man. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. Did you think he was in
Duck Draper?
No, he might. He was in the duck war, and there was another Howard the Duck that was his sergeant.
Yes. Maybe this, like, who we know as Howard was like Dick the Duck.
And his dad was kicked to death by a horse or... I mean, spoiler alert for like the first season of Mad Men, but just FYI.
I mean, if you're not cut up at this point.
Wait, now, would the ducks in Duck World ride horses, or would something else evolve to fill that role?
Well, Planet of the Apes, they were riding horses.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I think horses are the constant throughout the universe. They're even in. We're not like riding Danny DeVito centaurs in Danny DeVito world.
Holy fuck! If I had to go into battle, doing it on the back of a Danny DeVito centaur.
Hey, Andrew, get on.
Let's take him down like a hawk from hell.
Man, and Danny DeVito's like shooting arrows at the same time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The body comes with everything.
See,
yeah.
Now, this is the kind of bestiality I want in a movie.
Closer to centaur sex?
Centaur yeah. DeVito.
Okay. He was kind of a centaur in that Hercules movie, right? He was like an imp or something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Taxi.
Well, yeah, he never got out of that booth.
Get on, the meter's running.
Rieger, I got horse legs back here. Hey, Latka, fill my stable with hay. Fucking starving.
Whatever.
But so she's like putting him to bed, right? He's like, hey man, you can crash wherever. So he like flops out, and she goes through his wallet, which is what you should do if you bring a strange duck into your house. Yes. Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, stranger duck or otherwise, mm-hmm. rifle through their things
in general.
Get the backstory.
And it's like, you know, he's got like a lot of pictures of like his family, and she feels bad. You know,
can
what I
tell
mean?
You my favorite duck photo?
Oh, please.
It's not in his wallet, but you just reminded me. So to add to like the sob story of like he's about to commit suicide at the beginning of this movie, you see this like shot of like all of his like family photos and whatnot. It's like him as a kid, and he's like driving a little like duck tractor or something. And then his parents are hugging him. And then there's just, I don't know, it's probably like his cool uncle. There's just a duck dressed up like a hippie in like this field of weed. And this guy's got like a great smile on his face, and I was like, where's that movie? What is that dude's deal? Was he in the comic? Because I'll buy a fucking compendium.
Oh, it's Quack, which is like the duck version of Blow, essentially. He's like, there's like a duck. He's a duck. Johnny Depp is a duck. Paul Rubens. Like, there's a lot of, yeah.
Well, he also has I guess it would be Cool Hand Quack picture sure. where it's the two women next to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm having a great time. And then he actually faked it, probably.
Oh, yeah, dude, totally.
So she's going through it. She finds, like, his credit card or whatever. There's
Duckster card.
There's a duck George Washington, which, you know what, man, let's not even talk about it.
No, I will talk about it because it's the yes. laziest piece of graphic design in the movie.
It was
precedent. It's just a dollar, and you can see where some intern taped a fucking bill over it.
Oh, I thought it was Sharpie.
Might have been Sharpie. Yeah, you get those doodles. You get those funny people that doodle on money. Good God, is that a waste of time.
But listen.
So you get this thing, and it's like, if you got this bill, Kevin did it. I hate that shit. Don't pass me that currency.
If there's an Ape Lincoln, which there is.
It's confirmed there is an Ape Lincoln.
In, you know, Planet of the Apes movies and shit.
Yeah.
You know, mostly shit. Then there should be a Duck Washington.
All right.
He cannot
Different opinions on Weird.
And a Mallard Adams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Played by Paul Diaggio. No, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I almost had a seizure on stage by trying to do that.
He blew it, PG. He almost turned your name into a duck joke. He was this quacking close.
You know, I tried, and the words just aren't coming out of my bill. They're just not coming out.
You know, this is set in Cleveland. Why isn't there Harvey P. Card?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Harvey Quack Car, dude.
I rode a bus with Howard the Duck. He's got a high voice.
He had a high voice.
But, oh, yeah. So, yeah, but... Bob?
He's passed away. I didn't make fun of it. I pointed out that he passed away.
Paul Giamatti's dead?
Oh, breaking news.
No, don't you fucking dare. You hold your bill, sir.
So Bob Crumb introduced me to a real cool cat named Howard the Duck.
That cat
Check
wasn't...
it out, man.
I took him with me to Letterman.
So while going through his wallet, we have to address it. She pulls out a condom.
And it's not just any old condom. Because if it's any old condom, you're not taking a hat off in public.
And by any old condom, you mean a wrapped condom.
Yes. Yeah, it's a loose prophylactic, man.
He's reusing that shit.
Where's Frank Oz to be disgusted by this? When prophylactic... Soiled.
You know, George, I saw your new movie the other night. I walked out of the duck condom scene.
It just didn't make any sense.
Well, you know what else doesn't make any sense? This condom is shaped like an egg. Ugh. Why?
Now, some guy on Twitter, I don't know if you're here, someone tweeted at me that apparently duck penises are not like human ones.
I would think not.
Oh, what fucking scientist sent you that information?
Was it Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, he finally got back to me. He's fact-checking Howard the Duck. actually, if there was a duck world.
Well, the weird thing is, like, she looks at it and she goes, oh, Howard, which is not the appropriate reaction.
No, it's...
No,
ah!
No, she didn't burn her hand off immediately, so...
But also, like, here's the thing. If any of you, these are my dearest friends on stage, if you guys found a duck condom and you didn't call me immediately, like, you have to call everyone you know. Like,
Where would I find a duck condom?
That's... Great question.
Now, wait a second. You're saying that... So let's say it's me. I'm in Beverly and the Cherry Bones.
Sure, right? sure.
And so I finish a gig, and then out in the rain, I meet a duck who saves me from assault.
Sure.
I bring this talking duck home, and I find an egg-shaped loose condom in this duck's wallet. You want me to call you to tell you that I found a loose condom in a wallet?
Well, yeah.
Not, hey, man, first things first, there's a fucking talking duck at my house. The condom is the first priority?
You lead with that, and then I say, wait, what? And you'd be like, there's a talking duck. That's how you grab the attention.
That is burying the lead, friend.
Is that what Wizard Magazine did?
No, I think that was an orgy, though, that month.
I don't know. So, like, she's like, she takes him to Tim Robbins, who's like a buddy of hers, who's like a, works at a whatever.
And you know what? Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I love Tim Robbins. I'm curious as to how much the budget for this movie was boosted by all the hospital bills they had to take Tim Robbins to the emergency room to get his stomach pumped from all the scenery that he was eating in this movie.
Whoa. I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I was not going to say anything else.
Scenery. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because this dude is chowing down.
Well, I think this is why Susan Sarandon said goodbye.
I think it had been building up. She said goodbye fucking 20 years
later? I think it was building up over the years. That motherfucker was in Howard the Duck. Yeah, I know he was in Mystic River, too. But he was in Howard the Duck.
Flipping through the channels. Oh, wait, what's on Cinemax? Howard the Duck. Oh, my God, my husband. No. No.
Wait, do you think Susan Sarandon has Cinemax?
Yep.
She's Susan Sarandon has a fucking sick cable package.
The fucking full gamut, man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, HBO, Showtime, the works.
She's even got those stupid things like Showtime Extreme, yeah. Encore Family. She watches that pirate show they do.
That's on Stars, right?
Yeah, that's how much Susan Sarandon loves cable TV.
I was going to say...
She's got fucking Stars.
I was going to say, unfortunately, if you say pirate show, you have to explain yourself because there's about 500 of them now.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Oh, well, you're the one that writes up TV
That's
shows.
True.
Pirate expert Chris Gavin. Remember that? Yeah, you made it. You know, you said there's a difference between gun pirates and sword pirates.
I did.
You know the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a real controversy. Yeah.
It's an important distinction to be made.
Yeah. Now, which kinds of pirates are on that black sales program?
There are gun pirates.
All right.
And which
but
kind?
They dip into sword piracy.
Oh, and that's now, why it got canceled.
Which are the ones in Orgy Magazine?
So he, like, Tim Robbins is like, oh, man, it's the scientific discovery of a millennium and all this shit.
Yeah.
And, like, we go through duck evolution for a little bit. He talks for a second like a Donald Duck, like, oh, that's cute.
It is pretty cute. And I was curious because at this point he does, like, a kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's fine. But, like, Mel Blanc is credited in this movie. And I was like, did they dub Tim Robbins with Mel Blanc or... Does Tim Robbins do a really sick Daffy the Duck? We'll never know.
No. You got to ask Jack Black for that. Those two are tight.
Jack Black is your in to Tim Robbins, I think is the idea.
These days, I would think so, yeah.
But it's so stupid. He's going through this duck evolution, and I'm like, hey, man, I saw the beginning of the movie. This is for no one's benefit, but literally Leah Thompson.
Yeah, you already...
Howard the Duck knows the deal.
We've already seen naked ducks.
Yes.
Yeah.
What more do I need?
Also, are you really thinking I care about the backstory of this duck? I've already seen him flying through space.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just don't need it.
I saw him almost masturbate.
I'm also curious, like... So there's a dinosaur, like in Mario Brothers, there's a dinosaur world.
Yes,
you know what
yes.
I mean? Like every time.
There's a Danny DeVito world.
There's a Danny DeVito. There might be a Tim Robbins planet. That
hey,
way.
Wait, is the Danny DeVito planet kind of like the aliens from Space Jam?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because Danny DeVito's voicing one of those aliens, you guys. Come on. He's the one wearing the sandals, like your Greek landlord. A lot of people living in Greek-owned buildings.
I see.
I like that.
At this point, there's like a fake breakup. He's like, I don't need you, baby. And I'm like, yes, you do. You're going to die.
She's your only attachment to this planet you know nothing about.
And she's got a couch you can sleep on, dude. That's
the
pretty
only,
sweet.
The only other person you know on this planet is busy chewing a hole in the wall.
I was going to say, you have to wipe off the needles off the bed every night.
Yeah.
But like, then it gets better.
That's a roof over your head at least.
We do get into Howard the Duck's wardrobe at this point because he goes like for a job interview for some reason because this movie needed to be an hour and 50 minutes long. We need to see him go.
That's a tragedy.
And he goes,
"It is. It's shorter than Star Wars. Thank God."
All right, I have two requirements. One, it has to be shorter than my last movie, and two, duck nipples. I will not move on either of these things.
And negotiate with me as long as you want. We're not moving.
Anything else, I don't care. You can bring Duckler back from the grave. I don't give a shit.
You know, why aren't the duck breasts shaped like eggs if everything else is shaped
yeah,
like
that's
eggs?
A great...
You know what? Great question.
It's a very good one.
It's a great question.
I mean, they just look like painted grapefruits, so I don't...
They do. He's right.
It sounds like a great name.
There's nothing else to say about
it. It sounds like a great name for a bar.
Painted grapefruits?
Yeah.
That no one would go to.
Oh, hey, did you hear painted grapefruits totally went out of business?
But their grand opening was this morning.
Yep.
Oh, hey.
Painted grapefruits.
Hey, my girlfriend has a birthday party on the 13th. Are you guys going to have room for all these people?
Nope, we will be out of business on the 11th.
So he says, like, he talks about his, he's got this cool outfit on. He's like, oh, man, I had to rob a Goodwill for this outfit. But he has so many costume changes. The outfits they put this duck in.
I mean, he mentions that he robbed the children's section of a Goodwill. This is like the heist of the century.
Hey, man, better movie, right? Just some space duck robbing Goodwills?
Oh, listen. It's the Lufthansa heist from Goodfellas, right? But it's just we're robbing this Goodwill. And he's, like, yelling at these other ducks about wearing, like, fur coats, driving pink duck Cadillacs.
I was thinking it was more like him and Tim Robbins in Hell or High Water.
Oh, wow. Fuck yeah. Yes. Yes.
A lot of good people died in that Goodwill robbery, Duck. My partner had a family, Duck.
A bunch of used clothes flying out the back of this car.
Slow motion, yeah. Into the breeze.
Thought you could get away with it, too. I knew it was the Duck Bank's money.
More of you have to see Hell or High Water.
It's a really good movie.
Then those jokes will play.
He goes back to the club, like, and Leah Thompson is playing. Question.
Yes.
Which band is better, the Cherry Bombs
okay.
or Cassandra's band in Wayne's World?
The Cherry Bombs.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's look at a clapping.
Okay,
right,
wait.
So, all right, who thinks that a Cassandra from Wayne's World band is better?
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Hang on. Wait.
Why nice. You wanna break my heart? Ooh,
and the man in the back says everybody turn it to a ballroom blitz, ballroom.
All right, wait. So now, all right, hang on.
Sure.
Yeah. What's the Beverly and the what?
The Cherry Bombs.
Oh, the Cherry Bombs.
Cherry Bombs.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
Well, it seems kind of even.
That looks seems like a dead
okay,
tie.
Okay, now how about Cold Slither?
No.
What?
All right. No, I think that one man. Lost, Eric.
They're from G.I. Joe's.
Yeah, we know.
We're aware.
They don't. We know.
The line, the divide is on the stage. So we meet her scummy manager, and like he kind of gets into a big bar fight with Richard Edson and other people. It's kind of fun.
Isn't Ruben Blades the other guy?
No, it's not Ruben Blades.
There's a sign in this movie in an alley that just says Ruben Blades.
Really?
He was like a, I don't know. No, he was I think like it was a, with the production
I think it was just a knife store.
You know, it might have been a sign indicating a knife store was nearby.
Or a deli.
One or the other.
Either way, I'm happy.
That's all that matters to me, man.
He winds up like freeing her from this like oppressive contract that she kind of talks about. And like to me, the movie should be him managing this band.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, he gets her a record contract. They cut an album.
It's
the band
Josie
breaks
and
up.
The Pussycats with a cigar smoking humanoid duck.
What a great movie!
It's a great
Buy
movie.
Buy me two tickets.
Yeah. He locks her in the bathroom for a weekend to get over the stuff. Yeah,
yeah, totally. Oh, man, you get like a crawling duck baby, like train spotting. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Duck for life.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's so. In T2 20 years later, or whatever they're calling that thing.
But it sort of takes a turn at this point because, like...
It's a different movie.
First, we kind of have to talk about the almost sex scene.
Oh, man. Is this fucking hot or what?
No.
Or what, man?
Or what?
It's fucking hot.
It's this and Basic Instinct, and that's it.
So she goes. They go back to Leah Thompson's place.
Yep.
And like she's all messed up. It's a Wednesday night because she's like Letterman's coming on in 2 minutes.
Oh man, I always try to be in bed for Letterman, man. That's how I know I gotta pass out.
Take me to bed, Dave.
I gotta be asleep before the top 10, or I won't get up in the morning.
Oh man, Tears for Fears is the musical.
That would be pretty cool.
But she's like, oh, let's... Howard the Duck buys, in this heist, gets a full-on wardrobe, like pajamas, a robe.
If you are desperate for clothing, and you're going to rob the children's section of a Goodwill, you take what you can get, and you get out of there.
Yes.
You're not like, you know, I might be sleeping over at some lady's house. I need some PJs and a house robe.
I haven't had pajamas in like 15 years. This duck is walking around better than me.
Oh, he's definitely walking around better than me.
I mean, yeah.
And he's somehow found pajamas with ducks on them?
Yeah, that was fortunate. What luck.
I want pajamas with people on them. A couple of nice little naked guys.
Just a bunch of people shaking hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
People looking at their phones, checking Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Just this audience.
Yeah. That'd be good pajamas.
Eric's like, I would love you all on my pants.
Yes. And then I'll write the words juicy over you and put it on my bottom.
Those are pants I've never understood.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, speaking of juicy, we get some Howard the Duck twerking for a second.
Howard the Duck what? I'm sorry.
Twerking.
He's twerking.
Like,
oh, yeah.
He's like dancing. He starts like riffing because he's a music star back on Duck World. And like he's like, oh, I'm feeling the beat, and his ass is jiggling, and I'm like, what am I watching?
And yeah. Leah Thompson comes into the room, and she's just like staring at him for a while, like, that's my man.
Yeah. Yep. You're totally right.
Just do it. Just keep doing it.
Because she's like, hey, Howard, let's go to bed, and she's like very scantily clad at this point.
It's like, okay, it's a real I Got Kids here, mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's a 1986 Leah Thompson walks in. This robe is open, man. This robe is open. And this duck is there in child's pajamas.
It gets worse and worse.
Signals.
And, like, he hops into bed with her. And, like, he kind of makes, like, a joke. Like, oh, we should have duck sex. Quack, quack, quack. And then she's, like, apparently joking back to him. But she, like, starts, like, feeling him up.
Yeah. No, she's like, yeah, okay.
It's not a joke, man. This is, she's trying to get it.
It's weird because she like slips her hand in his duck pajamas and is like rubbing his duck nipples.
He gets a feather erection.
Yeah, yes. We see that happen. It just goes like.
It would be great if she puts her hand and is like, oh God, I touched a nipple. No, you know what? This isn't going to work. What? I really didn't expect you to have duck nipples.
Wait. Oh my God. What is this under your feather? Oh my God.
And then she spends the rest of the movie at her mother's house cleaning out. You know what I mean? Just getting clean for a bit.
Yeah, Tony, you got to dry out, dude.
Mm-hmm. But no, Tim Robbins and the third act of Jeffrey Jones show up.
And here's how you know your movie's in trouble, right? Where I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, hey, where is Jeffrey Jones? You know, I see the opening credits. It's Leah Thompson. Ed Gale is as a duck in a suited duck, right?
Yeah.
And then they tell me Jeffrey Jones, right? So I'm watching the clock. Like, where's Jeffrey Jones?
Well, that's what the authorities were asking as well.
They too were watching a clock.
Tonight, a Hollywood actor with a red mustache.
Maybe you could help solve a mystery.
You know him from films such as Beetlejuice. And Howard the... No, you don't know that one. He was the dad in Beetlejuice. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He has a small part in Hunt for Red October. You military fellows will know that one.
Look at my trench coat. He also wears one.
Fucking Stack, man. What a genius.
Yes. He shows up, and they're like, they interrupt this situation.
We get some shadow play, though.
Yeah, there is, well, because he's like, oh, she's like, oh, I was just joking, Howard. That way, like, the MPAA is okay with this movie.
Yeah, I was just joking, Howard. Let's just make out.
Let's shuffle away from this NC-17 real quick.
Yeah, totally. You know what, Howard? Let's just keep it to some over-the-clothes business. Yeah. No.
Correct.
Correct. I know. That's what we're saying. It's disgusting.
Well, Steven, I was watching Fritz the Cat the other day, and I was like, why isn't this in three dimensions? I need three dimensions.
I mean, I was fine with two. It got the job done.
Oh, man.
Whatever, he jerks off the cartoons, maybe.
And they're like, oh my God, and Jeffrey Jones throws up, which takes a lot.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you even got him. All right.
So they basically run the facility that had the laser or whatever, and nobody cares because they're like, manage that band.
Well, this explanation, I don't know. We need Neil deGrasse Tyson for this. So
yeah, is this possible? What's the deal?
There's a laser.
Yeah.
And they point it into outer space and they shoot it, and it brought back a duck.
I don't even know. Like, what is the original intention of this experiment?
I don't know.
Catching ducks. Duck laser. Catch him in bed with a duck. That's what fucking Jeffrey Jones did. He walked in, he's like, I caught him in bed with a duck.
Infoducks.com?
Infoduck.bestiality.
Alex Duck for Infoducks.com.
Yeah, that's right, I do advise the president.
My name is Prison Duck. I don't leave my house.
PrisonLake.com.
White duck genocide is happening. I don't even know where the hell we are in this movie.
The laser. Laser in space.
Yes.
Yeah, that laser, that makes no sense.
And they're like,
can I say one quick, it's another gross thing about this movie.
Oh, please.
So I don't know what the deal was with the special effects department in this movie, but you see this like laser portal that opens or whatever? It's like footage from a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
It's just like pink ribbed tube.
Okay, there's going to be three conditions. The last one is a ribbony tube that he goes through that reminds you quite a lot of an anus.
I have some pictures here for you. Just a sampling. It's kind of like a book of carpet squares.
Maybe it was a cut scene, and they're like, well, recycle that footage.
I call it my lookbook.
Wait, it was a cut scene from George Lucas's colonoscopy? How much blue screen was in that? Clean.
Wow, what a wretched hive of scumability.
Wow, Tuesday. All right, I got it.
You shouldn't applaud that.
No. Why not?
So they're like, well, we're going to send you home, Howard. The laser works both ways for some reason. Don't worry. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? You just made this shit up. Sure, whatever. So they drive back, and there's like this off-screen accident that happens, and like everybody's dead. And
it's not
cool
treated appropriately, first of all.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, let's open the door to this science facility. And a dude walks out with a melting face. And he's like, don't go in there! Whatever you do! And Howard's just like, man, that's unfortunate. And they just walk by, and this guy just melts. Or something.
I don't know. So
poor
like,
bastard.
They find out Jeff. Like the cops show up for some reason and strip Howard the Duck down.
And surprise, surprise! Now there's a dark overlord inside Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah, that
nobody saw that.
That's some excuse, Jeffrey.
So, and he will say anything.
The Dark Overlord made me do it.
And I don't know, man. Like, you know, this turns into the movie now. It's like he's like kind of changing. It turns into kind of a Jeffrey Jones body horror movie a little bit. And
all of a sudden, David Cronenberg took over.
I was going to say.
It's disgusting. There's like a giant tentacle that comes out of his mouth.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
All right, okay, four conditions. I just thought of one more. I just love thinking up conditions.
But they go to this diner, and we get the longest fucking diner scene since Reservoir Dogs.
I was going to say since fucking Diner.
How many ducks is that?
Yeah, he replaced dicks with ducks.
Yeah, that's it.
Every day, duck, 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 duck.
I used to listen to Mada Duck. I like the early stuff, like Borderline.
It'd be like, wouldn't it be Maduka?
Oh, Maduka might be it.
Yeah.
But they're at this diner, and like it takes forever. Jeffrey Jones is telling you the whole goddamn movie. And you're like, can I leave? Can I just leave?
By the way, they're sitting down for this this detente.
It's one way to call it, yeah.
At Joe Roma's Cajun Sushi.
Well, you got to remember Chris Cabin.
Sure.
Yeah. This is 1986. We are smack dab in the middle of America's panic with Japanese cuisine.
But also to call it Cajun sushi, it's like, oh, wait, you know, Stephen, there's some people in the back not throwing up yet.
So what, you would wrap, like,
gotta
fried...
catch them all, Stephen.
No, you want, it's like just raw tuna with, like, Old Bay seasoning.
Well, I thought it would be right.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Rice wrapped around fried alligator, and then for the Roma, just like put like spaghetti sauce on it.
Oh yeah, it's fusion.
It's just raw gumbo.
And like,
any way you slice it, it's disgusting. It's a stupid joke that this movie made.
For those of you that saw the movie, anybody notice Barb from Stranger Things as the waitress? That was nice. That was a nice twist for Barb.
I thought it was Jennifer Jason Leigh.
It could have been too,
or maybe her aunt or something. Janet Jason Leigh.
And then, like, so everyone's like, oh, hey, there's a fucking human duck in this restaurant, right?
And this is one of those, like, oh, it's got to be a kid in a Halloween costume. But he's, like, asking for a beer, and he's lighting up, things kids shouldn't do.
He asks for the special, he gets eggs. That's a fun joke.
He starts reading, what am I, a cannibal? And I was like, what am I, caring about this? Let's fucking get to it. Jeffrey Jones has a demon inside of
him. Yeah, and he's like...
Address that.
Well, yeah, like, it's a space demon now. Is that tied to Event Horizon at all?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, we might have opened the gates of hell.
Yeah,
it's a shared cinematic universe.
And Tim Robbins is just in a big dome with bloody eyes. I am beyond the ducks.
Tim Robbins is busy folding paper and putting a pencil through it. I think you can explain a lot of things in movies if you just, like, do that thing, and then you have other characters like, oh, yeah.
He
folded the paper and did the pencil through.
Why are you divorcing me?
You bend the feather of time and space.
That's right.
Neil deDuck Tyson.
deDuck Tyson.
He's a duck that ruins things for everyone. He's like, oh, no, there's fun. Let me just fucking start tweeting. Quack, 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 quack.
Would his avatar, like, just be that thing if you don't have a picture on Twitter?
Oh, that's an egg.
Yeah. Yeah, in Duck World, it doesn't mean, like, you're an anonymous racist. It just means you're... just means you're in Duck World. They all have
them. And he's got the... Jeffrey Jones has, like, the dump sweats this whole scene. You know, like, he's just really...
His voice, too. His voice is holding in a shit voice.
I will kill everyone that's coming here. I just want a beer and a place to sit.
This is also possibly where Mel Blanc's doing some voiceover work. I don't
also
even know.
Also possible. Yeah, we got to figure this out. We're going to get
to
the bottom
of this. Hey, Mel, you can do like Daffy Duck and like a thousand other voices. Could you do like Jeffrey Jones with the shit sweats? Oh, you can because you're a genius? Perfect.
I was going to say, the further he gets along here, Steve, does he not look like he could, if not for the troubles?
He says that a lot
these days. A lot. Could he not be a brainiac?
Oh, he could have been a pretty good brainiac.
Oh, he would have been a rad brainiac. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Not too bad.
This kind of devolves into the monsters are on Maple Street because everyone goes mad. Like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, there's a duck. That's so weird. Let's call the police. They're like, let's cook it up. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because this thing is, like, talking and clearly has feelings. Like, let's cut its fucking head off.
And this...
Aren't you tempted?
I mean, a little bit.
I'm tempted from the first scene of the movie. I wanted him to commit suicide.
Cook him up?
What?
Cook him up.
Cook him up. No, well, that's, I mean, this is how bloodthirsty these hicks get, man. Because they lay this thing down on a table. They don't even take his clothes off. They're, like, seasoning him, and they put a fucking celery stick in his mouth.
They're ready to go.
They're
pouring salt all over his crotch.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Which is disgusting.
They're going to eat his clothes?
Yeah.
Those are human clothes. That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, but you know what? They're hot from the Goodwill, so they taste better.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you know what? Howard the Duck didn't do that, like, traditional, what you should do always. You got to wash it first, right?
Oh, yeah. Howard the Duck's going to get bed bugs.
Yeah. Howard the Duck with crabs?
Yeah, they'd be like duck crabs. That's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, he's...
That'd add another dimension to this, if he was, like, combating an STD.
Well, that with the band manager.
Yes, that's the movie.
That would fit.
The movie. It all fits. That's you know what? Thanks for putting the pieces together.
Definitely getting an STD.
At least one.
So Jeffrey Jones like starts zapping people with fucking force lightning because
sure.
George Lucas just had it in his house. Like, come on over to the ranch, man. I can get you lightning coming out of fingers. I got that.
I got lightning coming out of my ass. Come on over here.
You want a blue or green? I can do both.
And he has both.
Mm-hmm,
That's what I was confused. I was like, is this a bad guy or a good guy?
The rest of this movie is like, he kidnaps Leah Thompson because of course he does, right? And then Howard the Duck tries to go after her with Tim Robbins, and we get in this gyrocopter or whatever.
This is so long.
It's so long.
It's the entire The Leopard.
It's like a three-hour Italian film.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
So, yeah. Come on.
Yeah,
come
it's on. Probably really like 20
Fine.
Minutes.
Godfather 2.
Yeah. No, you know what I don't need is this fucking puppet in a gyrocopter. You know, I know what Launchpad McQuack is. and that dunce does it a lot better.
Why couldn't you, sir, Launchpad McQuack.
Man, if you ever hear that, you're failing at something hard.
But I wish that laser pointed to the duck suburbs of Duckburg and brought Launchpad or someone more interesting than Howard.
Oh, you know what? In Duck World, by the way, would you have a parody film called, like, Launchy? And it's like duck has to land a plane on a river. It's
and it's a real...
Directed by Clint Duckwood.
No, I got an alcohol problem.
Miracle on the Pond.
I was going to say that'd be more emotionally compelling because he has to kill all the geese.
Oh, wow.
I'm fucking sorry!
Oh, dude, they'd hang him for that. They would hang you for that in Duck World.
Oh, that'd be a great ending. You know, Sully should have got hanged at the end of that.
That man might be a hero. I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
I didn't either, but I just want
that. Oh, is that the tagline? Sully, he might be a hero?
Watch and find out. Buy this on standard definition DVD.
Maybe he...
And give it to your dad for Father's Day.
I don't... None of us...
That's the only way you're watching that movie.
None of us were there, man. He might have fucked with that plane just to, like, make it look like he's a hero.
I'm just imagining they have to take out, like, a warehouse, and there's just all these duck body bags lined up on the rows.
It'd be great. They're all going
or
to
geese,
restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You went darker than I do.
Jeffrey Jones goes to a nuclear power plant and promptly must give Leah Thompson cancer, right? Like,
he opens this thing, and I was like, you know, I saw Spock do this one time. Killed that motherfucker right quick.
Man, Duck Spock.
Oh, Duck Spock, dude, yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be stars.
Live long in Quackspur.
Star ducks and shit like that?
Yeah, oh, totally. Oh, it's all there.
Thinking of the Star Trek thing, he has, like, weird little hand pads. I don't like the hand pads. Like, why doesn't he just have, like, a fully feathered hand? He's got these, like, little, like, monkey hand pads.
Wait, what
well,
the,
listen,
what?
Dude, how is he going to pleasure himself with just two fucking wings?
Wait,
I think then you just slap it.
Well, you know what, Chris Cabin, you cracked the case.
Yes.
I forgot.
Moving on.
I forgot what Big Bird had. Did he have hands or did he have wings?
Oh, he's got hands.
He's got hands?
Yeah.
So he masturbates.
Off hours, of course.
Clearly.
Well, he struggles every day. I mean.
With what?
Just it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what, Steve, I get you, man.
Mm-hmm.
It.
So,
my question about that nuclear reactor scene is like, Jeffrey Jones is just wearing a suit and it says like visitor. I was like, can I just go to like Indian Point and be like, give me the tour? Look, show me around for a little bit. Show me how this thing works.
But you've already got a Klingon forehead and are profusely sweating.
You are minute by minute looking more like John Carpenter somehow. No offense to the Master of Horror, but this is what they're dolling him up like. I don't know. Or Albert Einstein, if you will.
A little bit, yeah.
He's got Doc Brown hair at some point.
Yeah, he does have Doc Brown hair, yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, so, he's like slimy like a gremlin or something.
He does totally look like a gremlin at some point.
They wind up, I mean, this gyrocopter scene goes for, they're falling, they're not falling, they're on the water, they're not on the water.
There's some like really precarious like live action stunts at this part right here. Because like Tim Robbins has to like fix the stupid thing and Howard the Duck's an idiot. So like he like jerks the wheel and Tim Robbins falls. So he's like hanging upside down, like dangling and whatnot. And I was like, man, can you imagine if you're the stuntman on this movie? You fucking died making Howard the Duck. Oh, Jesus Christ. And it's like, oh, yeah, this movie's dedicated to Bill.
Just eat.
Howard the Duck, for you, Bill. We miss you, brother.
Yeah, great.
My poor husband died while yelling at a duck Muppet.
A ducket.
You know, that sounds a little bit indignified, honestly.
Yeah, no.
Just a little bit.
It's a really shitty way to go.
And, you know, like, whatever. We get to the final-ish battle here. He's got Leah Thompson strapped to a table. We love looking at her legs in this movie. The camera's like, eh? Hi, kids. Oh, let's go up.
Slowly move it up. One. Oh, there's the thigh.
It's kind of like the end of like a bad Bond movie.
Yeah, there's a super.
She's literally laying under a laser. And, you know, then it's like there's a big explosion and they're like, oh, hey, that monster got knocked out of Jeffrey Jones' body. And you're like, wait, what?
Wouldn't he just explode?
That's the thing. Jeffrey Jones makes it to the credits of this film, which he needs to be like a fucking skin sack, like a pile of shit on the floor.
You just said, and they show this thing, and it's like a big weird Harryhausen. What was that? Harryhausen. Yeah. Scorpion type of nasty thing.
Yeah.
And it's like that came out of his body. How is he not just like painting the walls?
He needs to just burst open like a water balloon.
Yeah. They should show that.
He looks like a shitty Men in Black thing, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
I think this is where Men in Black got it from.
Oh, okay.
Right? Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. No.
Doesn't Vincent D'Onofrio like just turn into a fucking skin sack, though?
Yeah, he's got dump sweats in that movie, too.
yeah. But Men in Black's more realistic. So, yeah.
it is a more grounded picture.
Generally.
So this is like big, like it's like a scorpion. I was like, yeah, if you boiled this thing and like cracked its shell open and ate it with some butter. Like,
oh, my God, that'd be great.
Maybe something.
That's cancer.
If Tommy Lee Jones shows up at the end, sorry, I'm late, Doc. You're going to jail.
Oh, man. And then he's like, you got the wrong alien. There's like this giant beast behind them. He doesn't notice.
But then Agent K knows him.
Oh,
the Dark Overlord? Oh, yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah. Owes me $20 from a poker game. He was so cool in those movies, man. Yeah. He knew all sorts of aliens.
He did.
Balchilians, too.
Tons of Balchilians, man. Out the ass.
And so, yeah, this huge laser knocks the thing out of Jeffrey Jones. Later, spoiler alert, this same laser destroys the scorpion monster completely.
Well, what else is it going to knock out of? It's not a Russian doll.
It's just a heart.
Oh, its heart just plopped out of it.
He should just turn to dust the first time. Like, you know what I mean? No more Jeffrey Jones and three more schools open. They can reopen. They're like, all right, good. Phew. That guy's a pile of dust now. We could reopen.
Well, you want to position it so it's like a joke, right? It's like this big, like stupid thing comes out, like, and you're like, everyone's like shitting their pants, right? And then it's like, oh no, it can't breathe oxygen. It turns to dust, and you're like, that's the gag. Howard the Duck.
But then there are more coming through the vortex.
Oh, right, the colonoscopy footage opens up again.
They're going right down, Glenn Beck. Thank you, 10 years ago.
Man, and it's like they all just look the same. It's the same model, like, three
times.
Yeah. Come on, George Lucas. You populated that bar with all those gleep clops.
Oh, God, we're kind of taking a bath on this one. Look, just redouble. I know we had all these designs, but we're running out of money.
Dude, I like, can't find the fucking werewolf from the cantina. You're just going to have to double up on the scorpion monster.
They're like walking in place. Like they're recycling.
It is total garbage. And you know what? Harryhausen was still kicking around, man.
Could have got him.
You want to do like some stop motion shit? Hire that man.
Mm-hmm.
Hire him. Hire him good.
I just imagine he would just say,
no.
I will do no. Jason the Argonauts. I will not do this.
Oh, duck nipples, huh? Yeah, I'm busy.
Sounds great, though.
I don't know why. I don't know why you put duck nipples on the pitch sheet, but since you did, I'm busy. And like you know, he wins the day, big surprise. But he also destroys the laser.
He shoots a laser with another laser. That's that's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Which means he can't go back home. Oh no.
Oh, the ultimate sacrifice. Oh,
that's so sad. That's so sad.
But don't worry, because he reinvents himself as the manager of this kick-ass rock and roll band.
That's what I wanted!
The whole time! It's yeah. Like the last 10 minutes of this movie, you're like, oh, this is what it should have been. Because they don't explain, because like they're playing these like Blues Brothers bars where there's like fucking cages in front of them and whatnot. And then the end of the movie, they're in like an arena. And you're like, well, wait a second, how'd you get so popular? I don't know. Is he that good of a manager?
I think they made the full movie, and then they were like, eh, it doesn't have any action.
Oh, it's also almost 2 hours.
So, but the thing is, yeah. He gets out, and he starts rocking, too. And I think that they give him the same guitar they gave Michael J. Fox. It's like a tiny guitar.
I think it's the
guitar.
Same one.
It's like, here you go, man.
And he's doing some AC/DC moves while he's doing it.
He's rocking the duck out, dude.
It's a short and small guitar center.
It's like what you
for duck people. Michael J. Fox, Danny DeVito, Muggsy Bogues. Goes
well,
there.
You're right.
Muggsy Bogues can play guitar.
Oh, he can wail, man. You've never seen it.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No. Good for Muggsy, man. Got to do something in retirement. He was a short basketball player.
As it turns out.
There it is. Sorry. Cracked that for you. And I mean, so like the end of this movie, they confirm once again that there is some bestiality going on because because it's like they play their number. We're singing Howard the Duck, which like you're out there singing a song about yourself. Come on, man. Some shallow shit. And then they go backstage and she's like, oh, Ducky. She's called him Ducky through this whole movie, by the way. Which you're making me think of John Cryer, and then you're making me think of 16 Candles or Pretty in Pink, rather. You
similar
know?
Oh, haircut. Man, a planet of John Cryer.
Oh.
Oh, yikes.
It That's couldn't something. Procreate. No one would have sex with each other. And we're like, ew, I look like John Cryer. Ew, so do I.
And then the end of this movie is like, she's down, like they both just played this sick solo. And she's like, you did it, Ducky. And they're like,
oh, yeah,
fade
man.
To black.
Dude, you know that's going on.
Totally.
Of course.
Every night. Not just making out. Yeah.
Jack Valenti was like, stop the film! No! You better fucking fade to black, Lucas! This fucking trash! I'm Jack goddamn Valenti, the king of Hollywood!
He was probably upset by it. I don't know.
A little bit.
That's the end of the movie, man.
Yeah.
That's Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Now, as we do, we like to find some fans of films, So we'll get to some reviews here in a second. We got to start wrapping up. I want to thank all you guys for coming on out.
Thank you, everybody.
You've been awesome. I thank the Bell House for having us. Round of applause.
Yes, thank you.
We got some Chris Walton design posters there in the back. Our good friend Josh is selling them. Stop by, say hi to one of the best working voice actors in the biz. He might do a voice for you, or he might just sell you a poster. I don't know.
By the way, this is a little inside info. This is Chris Cabin's start screen, in case you're... I mean, like...
Oh, shit. The password, duck tits.
No, it's Fidelio. The password is Fidelio if you need to get back in that laptop.
Can you pull up his history, please?
Oh, you're fucking finished, Cabin. Tried Fidelio. All right, so we'll leave you with a couple of things here. People like saying things on the internet here. So let's see. So the first one here. So 5 stars. Great movie. Just about everyone can enjoy. Just about. By Christopher.
What?
Was this or was this not you?
wasn't.
Fidelio. Okay. Many people watching Howard the Duck probably wouldn't guess it was originally a Marvel comic book series to begin with. Well, it says it right at the beginning of the film, so if you can read, I think you're fine.
Stan Lee didn't weasel his way into this movie, by the way. He let no credits.
I want nothing to do with it, Mighty Marvelite.
So I was smoking a joint, and I said, that's a terrible idea.
So I was smoking a joint in a public park feeding the ducks, and I said, you shouldn't fuck these things.
You know... But I did say, I wonder if they got tits.
You know what? I'm not stealing this one. Let him have the credit.
This is a fun movie. Part comedy, part action, and all fun. Fun, man. Many people hate on Howard for reasons I never could figure out. But I've always liked this movie, just because it's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's fucking fun, man.
And that's your 5-star movie?
5 stars.
I liked it. 5 stars. Yeah.
I couldn't muster past fun, but it's the most stars I could give.
I paused when I took a piss. 5 stars.
The file worked. 5 stars.
So this one, of varying legitimacy, you guys can decide.
Oh,
5 stars.
Again.
All caps, finally, by S. Fernandez.
That's not me either.
No, that was not you. No, that was you. No, that wasn't you. Too often, we will offer one really... too often a movie will offer one really strong characteristic, like the script in Showgirls, the martial arts in Miami Connection, and the wigs in The Man in the Iron Mask. I thought the wigs in Amadeus were pretty sharp. How about The Man in the Iron Mask? Leo was looking okay. Is that the one you think he means? Were there other ones?
I think everybody's wearing a wig in that movie, my God.
No, I mean, is there another Man in the Iron Mask with, like, Gerard Depardieu?
Oh, no.
There might be.
You never know.
That guy should always wear a mask.
But then fall flat in other arenas. Not true of this gem. Great hair.
That's true.
Leah Thompson's got pretty red.
Amazing hair.
That is fucking true.
Amazing hair.
Great costumes. Mm. Oh, this duck's got like 15 outfits that he stole.
That tiger jacket's pretty sharp.
Intense action. Debatable. Oh, this is gross. Steamy romance. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing. A sci-fi theme. Sure.
Sure.
Alien from another planet. Nailed it. And music that will make you want to dance, dance, dance.
I agree with one point. One point I agree with.
This is just the first dance?
Yeah. No, all the dance.
Oh, I thought it was a steamy romance. No.
Well, the hair too, right?
I agree with the hair.
Yeah, hair and dance. Let's
I'm
do
dancing.
It.
All right. Mm-mm. The refreshing underlying takeaway, namely that bestiality should be an accepted part of our society.
No! No!
Rings loud and clear.
Why didn't they fuck?
I like the idea of someone watching Howard the Duck finding it to be too vanilla.
Like, who made this movie? The Catholic Church? I mean, my God! I gotta see those duck tits, but no duck dick! I could use
gross
duck dick. You know one thing, George Lucas. This movie could use some duck dick. Got a lot of duck tits in it, but not a dingling, dangling duck dick. I mean, what's going on down there? Bring me Duck Diggler.
Well, I have
Duck Diggler.
Yes. Yes. Nailed it. Where are all the sequels and prequels to this national treasure? We are We Hate Movies, everybody. Thanks a lot for coming out. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.